Well, it's day one of the February challenge for February 1st, 2016. Thank you, Sassy Cat, for being our stable host of February. I think this is Sassy Cat's third or fourth year. I think it's the third. Awesome. And I'll just say, you know, I always mark the time on Audio Boom by the three major challenges, really, that I still attribute to this platform. And I know there are others out there. I'm still not quite sure what their acronyms stand for. I see, you know, audio blog and audio something else. I don't know necessarily what all the acronyms stand for, because I guess I'm not in the loop and I'm not cool like that, or I'm not listening in the right places. But I mark the year by the audio challenges that just happen to take place every 4 months here on Audio Boom. February, happening in the month of February. Audio Mo, which is audio produced during the month of June. And then, of course, my favorite, hands down, Octaver. No offense, Sassy Cat. I just like the music. And I always wonder when one of these challenges is done, are we going to see another one? Are we going to have people still here that, you know, whether we're close friends and we're tight, or we just are people that have been listening to each other for such a long time that it's become habit forming, and are we still gonna have people here posting, you know, 4 months from now for the next audio challenge? And so far, you know, knock on wood, it's still here. So this kind of ties directly in with the topic, which is life without the internet or social media, and I guess this would qualify as a piece of social media. And they're two totally different things, even though I guess they're synonymous, because you can't have internet social media interaction without the internet, obviously. And, you know, the internet itself, just briefly, would I want to live without it? Absolutely not. Hands down, no way, not for anything, not for love nor money would I want to go back to a day. You know, I understand there are a lot of people who think life was better and somehow more wholesome. And when I was growing up, people who were a few generations older than me always said the same thing about the television. Oh, the TV is bad. The TV is evil. The TV is going to rot your brain. Don't let your kids watch too much TV. It's like, oh, come on. And again, it was how you use it. What do you use it for? And this is no different, you know. This is just a something that offers so much more to people, depending on how you choose to implement it. So everything from the books I read, to the recipes I cook with, to the GPS that I use when I travel, to the just the overall connectivity, I can do things so much faster. I've got so much more information available to me. I can jump online and within an hour I can have so much more research. You know, when I was growing up, man, 150 years ago, you had to go to the library and dig through a card catalog and find your books. And of course, I had to pay readers to do that and then get the book somehow. It's just, life is so much better. But social media is a little harder because, you know, I used to think that friendships were formed as quickly on social media as they are in person. You meet somebody in person and you have that face-to-face contact and you kind of know where you stand with them. I've made some wonderful lifelong friends via social media, and I personally don't feel like they're any less my friends just because their voices come out of a little box or a headset that I carry around in my pocket. You know, we may talk about different things and we're obviously in different places. But that's no different than people that I used to correspond with or people that I used to call up on the phone. You know, we just use a different platform. It's a little harder to gauge the sincerity. I've been approached by more people. Hey, let's work together. Let's collaborate. I want to use you on a project. I want to, you know, let's hook up. Let's get together. Let's swap contact info. And they may mean it when they say it, you know, but then you just don't hear a peep out of them. And I don't have a lot of time for people's empty promises, you know. At least come back and say, hey, I don't need you anymore, or sorry, it's just not going to work out. I think it's really easy for people to be lax. And all of us, you know, with social media, because they're not right there in your face to address the issue. So we say something, it goes out, you know, and into their ears. And then if we don't follow up, they're just kind of left wondering what happened. And that's where communication breakdown can come. You know, you can miscommunicate. And if the person isn't right there to respond or defend their original position, you're reliant on the next time that they think about you enough to open up that message and type something to you or grab their mic and say something. So I think friendships, you know, sometimes they're forged really quickly. Sometimes it takes time. And I've been guilty of maybe sometimes not knowing who my real friends were. But you know, when you have somebody and it just works and you just connect, you feel it. And I don't care how that connection happens. You know, I've got friends that I've never met. When I was younger, I used to correspond with people that I'd never met, and they were no less my friends just because we hadn't, you know, been able to sit across the table and have coffee or have tea or go hiking or do whatever we want to do. So I think social media as a whole, depending again on how you use it, can be really a wonderful thing. It can also, because the rules of engagement are a little different when you send a message out and hope people get it and, you know, you get responses back. Sometimes they're not from the people you expected to respond. So it can be really gratifying and really rewarding, but I think, you know, the rules are a little different. The internet as a whole and social media are here to stay. They've infiltrated our society so deeply that to even think about going back is just unthinkable for a lot of people. I guess I'm in among that number, even though I spent the first, you know, 2.5 decades with no internet. I certainly could do it. Would I want to? Hell no. Absolutely not. I wouldn't trade it for anything. In fact, I think even more so than the car and the plane, the internet has been the tool really to come out of the 20th century that is just is hugely liberating, at least for me personally. I guess because I still can't drive and I still can't fly a plane. But I can get more material now faster. And more efficiently, and I you know, I'm the social aspect of it. Would I want to do without it? No. Look at all the wonderful people I've been able to meet all over the world. You know, it's so much easier now than it used to be, and some of those friendships are lifelong. You know, forged in some really good connectivity, and they're very genuine. So, would I want to do without it? No, nah. Mm-mm. Pass it on. Somebody else maybe, but not me. I've just gained way too much. And, yeah, I don't know. I don't know too many people that want to go back. The people that really don't care, I think, for the internet and or social media are the people that really don't use it or don't understand it or haven't found a workable system for dealing with the nuances of communication that are different from face-to-face contact. So, all that being said, would I want to go backward? No. No. And lastly, do I have time? I guess I do. You know, I want to say that the things we did before aren't any different. We do them differently. I mean, maybe kids played outside more, but, you know, you look at gamers. We had card games and board games and tournaments. Well, now gamers do it, only they don't play with physical cards. They play against the computer. Maybe they play against people halfway around the world. We have bands that collaborate, you know. Now they can collaborate from other continents and put their stuff together. All the things we did before, you know, the research that we did and I'm just trying to think of all the things I use the internet for. Man, I ordered groceries this morning from two different places. I would have had to schlep down to the store and carry them back and maybe take a taxi home or call somebody to pick me up if I had too much stuff. It's, you know, all the things that we did before, we're still doing them. We're just using a different tool to do them now. So I don't really think that it's the internet per se. I think it's about people's misconceptions and also about how we choose to use it. That's enough. Speak to you tomorrow. Thanks for listening.